Well, everybody, welcome back. I am Andrew Langer, in for Steve Gruber today. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for high-quality pet food made in America, you need to try Great Lakes Pet Food. Made from the highest quality pork and chicken, Great Lakes Pet Food is the dog food Steve uses for his herd of canines. Michigan-made Great Lakes Pet Food, greatlakespetfood.com, greatlakespetfood.com. So go and check that out. So I want to come back to what I was talking about with Steve Hayes. I'm sorry we had to end that interview so abruptly. I'll say this again. I am agnostic when it comes to flat tax versus a fair tax. And I'll also be honest. I go back and forth. To me, both of these ideas have great merit. But the bottom line here is we have to do something about this IRS bureaucracy. The greater the bureaucracy, the more easy it is for that bureaucracy to be abused. And that is a massive problem, something of great concern. In fact, if you don't read the work of Jonathan Turley, who's a law professor at George Washington, I urge you all to do so. Turley. He's a must read, a daily read for me. I tweet out his stuff constantly. But I first met Jonathan Turley again about 30 years ago when I was first starting out in D.C. As a staffer in D.C. And he warned then about the problem of a massive federal administrative state and how the power of that administrative state could be abused. And it really it made me think back then. It got me very interested in the subject. And I've remained interested in it to this day. As I said earlier, quoting from Lavrenti Beria and Henry Silverglade, the idea of a federal government and a federal bureaucracy and a federal administrative legal state that is so massive that it can be abused in a myriad of ways. Give you a story here. I was fortunate a couple of years ago, before the pandemic, to spend a couple of semesters teaching at my alma mater, the College of William & Mary in Virginia, teaching a course on the regulatory process. And one of the things I would have my students do early on in the course is I would have them go and visit a website called regulations.gov. And I don't want you to do it right now. Get a chance, go and take a look at regulations.gov. And what regulations.gov is, it's a portal for everyday Americans to turn around and comment on, to read through new legal proposals, new regulatory proposals, and comment on them. And anybody can do it, by the way. You don't have to be a guy who runs an advocacy organization in D.C. like I do to go and comment on them. You don't have to be a lawyer. You don't have to be whomever. Anybody can go and comment on these things. And what I would have my students do is I would say, okay, there are lots of different kinds of rules, but one of the ways that regulations.gov categorizes things is they do rules that have just come open for comment, so proposals that have just been released, and rules that are coming closed for comment in the next several days. And I would have my students pick one from each of those categories and to summarize what the rule was, to give an opinion if they wanted to about the rule. And by the way, when I was in the classroom, I made it really clear to my students that, you know, you don't have to agree with me to get an A in the class. I wanted people to think empirically, to think thoughtfully about what they were doing. And if they can make an argument, then they can make an argument. I wasn't going to penalize them if they didn't agree with me. And my students appreciated that greatly. Anyway, the point is, the idea behind the exercise was to give these students an idea of just how many things the federal government was involved in. And we're talking about things like the listing of the habitat for a particular species of supposedly endangered squirrel to the timetable for drawbridge openings on the intercoastal waterway in Florida. And I know that's not a rulemaking, but it's something the federal government was involved in. And in an era like now, where the Congress is in the hands of, or at least the House is in the hands of the opposing party to the president, so much of the mischief that the left wants enacted, so many of the new laws that the left wants enacted are being done through the regulatory state. So it behooves people to get involved. And in fact, that's a big project I'm working on, the Institute for Regulatory Analysis and Engagement. I filed comments yesterday on a Department of Education issue. I filed comments last week on a Department of Education religious freedom issue. the administration is going after religious freedoms. They're going after people of faith, and they're doing it through the regulatory state. Anyway, my point in all of this, as I go down the regulatory rabbit hole, is that the only way you can ameliorate the threat of governments abusing its power is by limiting that power. It's the only way you can go about doing it. In fact, I've always been fond of saying that was my great lesson of the 1960s. Now, I was born in the early 1970s, so I was not alive in the 1960s. But I am a student of those movements, of the free speech movement, the civil rights movement, the anti-war movement. And more to the point, how government agents abuse their power vis-a-vis these movements. Now, to me, the answer was very simple and straightforward. When government abuses its power, you limit that power. But no, the left said, there's a certain amount of culpability on the right here, but the left said, no, we want the federal government to maintain that power so that when we're in charge, we can use and abuse that power accordingly. It's why, by the way, the Democrats did nothing to rein in Donald Trump's power when Donald Trump was president. The Democrats had ample opportunity to rein in Donald Trump's power when they took over Congress, but they didn't. And frankly, the Democrats and never-Trumpers, I should say, the two of them together, and they didn't. Why? Because they wanted to maintain that power. That's what they wanted to do. But all of these things, whether or not it is using the power of government to go after political opponents, or whether or not it is the incidents of corruption that happen because government can pick winners and losers in the marketplace, so many problems can be solved by shrinking that size of government, by shrinking the power that that government has over you. And one of the ways to do that is to fundamentally reform the tax code, whether or not it is a fair tax or a flat tax or what have you. I'm Andrew Langer. When we come back, a little bit of a sum up in for the Steve Gruber on the Steve Gruber Show.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.